Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Guy, we're getting like a whole little choreographed dance going to that. Dance, 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 dance in the living room.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't see that. Was that happening on my phone over here?
It was. We were all... going crazy over here. You missed out on the dance party, Vin. We were actually wondering if Isla was going to make an appearance this
morning. I went out into the other room because her and I had been talking about her singing a song for everyone.
Oh, nice.
She still doesn't quite get... She loves coming in here and doing this with us, by the way, but she doesn't quite get that it's not just the four of you.
That's fine.
So she's playing to the phone.
Right.
And one of the things we talked about was you have to use your words. You can't show the stuff to Sarah and
I'll try. I try to use my words to describe it. It was so funny. Those LOL dolls or whatever.
LOL dolls, yeah.
I'm not picking up what you're putting down.
No,
I'm
not
sure.
It's not.
It pees? That's exciting.
I understand that these there's trendy toys that go through, so you wouldn't know what an LOL is.
No, I never even heard of them.
No, but they're
big. I certainly didn't know they changed color, spit, and pee. I mean, that's
You know
that's
what
big.
It is? It's and I don't know where this came from. I know everyone likes surprises, so that's, I guess, where it comes from. But they're called LOL surprise dolls. It comes wrapped up in a you open it and see what you're getting for the first time. Much like those surprise eggs on the YouTube thing that... Yeah. The kids were in.
So you know you're getting a doll. You just don't know what little outfit it'll have or what little things come with it.
Kind of like buying trading cards. You'd buy a pack but wouldn't know if you'd get the one you need. So anyway, whatever. We were working on a song. She wasn't ready. I just went out there and she goes, "Oh, I'm not ready to sing. And I wanted to put on clothes because I feel better when I'm dressed for my..." And I was like, "I got no time for this.
Yeah,
I got to go back in
it'll
there."
That'll be a solid Friday appearance with a song and an outfit, the whole thing.
We'll do it another day. And she goes, "Well, I can still make my announcement." As I'm walking away, I'm like, nah. Let's just
Let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
This report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So, where to begin? I guess with the financial pain from the coronavirus shutdown continuing to spread, 6.6 million newly jobless Americans filed for unemployment last week. So, we're... The first headline I saw was we're looking at like 10% unemployment. Now it's looking like we're pushing closer to 15% unemployment, which is the biggest 1 month spike ever. It's not good news.
No.
Now the stimulus checks are set to be sent to people, and that's a positive. I got a note from my friend Frankie who said he's going to buy a tiger. Which was his hilarious joke on,
Tiger King. Sure.
Tiger King.
Who doesn't? I want less teeth and more tigers.
Right.
And more awesome tattoos. I mean, especially with the one right above the chonch. That's the one I want.
You know, the cover-up didn't even cover it all up.
No.
The words were streaming
out the
sides of that thing.
Right. People are going to say, "What did it used to say there?" Of course, they'll have seen the documentary, so everyone already knows what it says there.
Ay, 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 those guys.
Privately owned.
Healthcare workers have now taken to taping photos of themselves to their protective gear to help put COVID-19 patients at ease. The picture of this particular healthcare worker has him, because mm-hmm. now I can see the picture of him there in the photo on his chest. He's masked up. He's got goggles on. He's got headgear and a full zip up, almost raincoat looking thing. Yeah, you can't tell who he is or if it's a he or a she until you see the picture. So it's I imagine it's comforting. Sure. And I give them credit for wanting to try hard to help put people at ease. It's a scary thing to think that this coronavirus is everything from, no, I have it and have no symptoms at all, to I went in and died.
Like, right.
Come on. I mean, could there be a bigger,
running of the gamut, right.
A wider array of things that can happen to you from this. Yeah, it's just
and
absurd.
One of the scariest things has been some of the ages of people who are dying from this. Like, it's very, we'd heard it was affecting certain segments of the population. And I don't want to say, I thought it would only be old people, but I thought it would only be old people. And,
right.
I guess we fall in that category now because people our age are croaking.
Well,
which is a terrible way to say it. Sarah, God.
I tripped out when you were talking about that dude. Your family loves this guy in this band.
Right, the guy from Fountains of Wayne.
Right, yeah, he's not really on my radar, but then you were like, he's 52, and I thought, I turn 51 next week.
Right, this Sunday on Easter.
Right, so yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, oh.
It's frightening.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's really scary.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Nope.
One of the things that has come from people sheltering in place, this from another survey, but half of people weren't totally sure what their significant other did all day at work before isolating began, and now they're getting to see what the workplace is like or how they function in the workplace in a different way, but it's funny. Here's a quote from someone. A funny thing about quarantining is hearing your partner in full work mode for the first time. I'm married to a let's circle back guy. Who knew?
Oh, let's circle back.
There are a lot of
he's just trying to keep you on track.
Work,
let's get back.
Work trends or workplace
phraseology.
Phrases. Yeah. I'll hear a lot of that from Christina. Although I come home fairly early, probably earlier than most people working families, so I get to hear it already.
Right.
But there's no doubt when she says things like, let's drill deep into that. I'm like, oh boy. That's
like, are you serious? Is anyone taking that seriously?
Workplace lingo.
But we are different people in every... I think that's one of the hardest parts about adapting to this is we are totally different people in each slice of our lives. You're different with your friends than you are with your family. You're different with your coworkers than you are with someone you might meet at the grocery store. Like, we play all these different roles, and it's weird to see someone playing that role when normally you wouldn't see it. And it's weird to be playing that role in the place that you wouldn't. Like, that's the weird, like, one of the things I'm not really getting used to is we've always said it, the 4 hours that we're on the air, it's a hyper focus. It's a muscle that is like clenched the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it lets go right when we're done. Like, I don't have to think anymore. I don't have to be witty or quick or even paying attention. And it's hard to do that at your house. It's hard to clench that muscle up because every time I walk out, like, it's my kitchen with my coffee and my muffin.
There's a different set of things happening
it's
now.
So I know strange.
I walk right out into it. They're right on the other side of that door. Usually I got an hour to at least
decompress.
To drive home. And then if I want to stop for lunch or
avoid
or
going
surf,
home at all costs, whatever it is.
Right. That's not happening now. So anyway, here's some other quickies on the coronavirus stuff. We might have a new record for the oldest person to survive the virus. 107-year-old Dutch woman is now fully recovered.
Wow. good for her. So, well, it's sturdy stock there, right? She made it to 107, right?
The Olympics got postponed last month until July of 2021. They say a bunch of food that was already being stockpiled is now going to food banks instead.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I guess the prep for the Olympics starts early.
Yeah, I guess they must have massive freezers because what can they, I mean.
I don't know. I thought the same thing. I thought that would be more of an
immediate thing.
Right.
Let's shop on Tuesday for what's happening on Thursday.
This story was on the news, I think it was last night. A hospital in Texas wasn't allowing visitors because, you know, of the coronavirus. A woman's husband had promised he'd always be there with her during her chemo treatments, but they wouldn't let him in.
Oh.
So he set up outside the window of her hospital room and had with a sign, "I can't be with you, but I'm here." Oh. And he's just camped outside the window trying to support her. And there's no question that was seeing that visual last night in the news was sort of like, oh, God.
Is she on a ground floor room or is he just like down below? And
I guess so, because she could see him. Yeah. It wasn't like such a distance that he was just a speck in the down on the street. Plus, the streets are empty.
Right.
So he's the one guy parked out there. Oh, you know what? That leads me to, I've got a few other stories, but I wanted to ask, let me see if I can jump ahead. Would you call the cops on someone violating the stay-at-home order? So if you see someone breaking the rules, oh, there it is. Bryn found it.
Oh.
So that's the view from this lady's window, and that's the van, and there's the guy. He's to the right of the, that's the sign.
There he is right there, sitting in his, so she's sitting in the window and she's bald and has a face mask on and in a hospital Johnny probably, although maybe that's a hoodie, I don't know. And there he is sitting outside, that is so sweet.
Super rad, right?
I can't read the whole sign.
It was what I said. I've already moved the story away, let me see, but.
I can't be with you, but I'm here.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. Yeah, we all know what that's like. I mean, you're supposed to be supporting your person and to go for her to be, you know, that's scary to have any health issue. Cancer is the scariest.
But yeah, I'll say.
Although coronavirus climbing quickly.
Yep.
So anyway, would you call the cops on someone violating the stay-at-home order?
Well, I think that would depend. Is it 50 people having a party in a parking lot and hugging and making out? And I don't know. You know, I can't say that I definitely wouldn't, but I would. I mean, if it was just two or three people, probably not. But I don't know if it was an ongoing party and, you know, if I was trying to sleep.
Yeah, there's the other thing. 30% of people say they would confront them.
Oh, don't do that. What are you asking to get it? They're all going to dogpile you.
I know. 11% say they'd call the cops. You know what's funny? I've told you this story. When I grew up in Irvine, California, I lived in a housing tract called The Colony. And The Colony Park was where all of us met. And we, you know, for different reasons. When you're a little boy, you meet there to ride bikes and play on the swings.
Yeah.
And as we got and go to the swimming pool. And as we got older, we met there to play spin the bottle and make out with girls. And as
smoke
we got
pot.
Even older, right, pot and beer became the thing. And I told you about Lurkin Lou was a dude who lived near the park and was always watching us and was always calling the cops on us. And we hated this guy. This guy was, now as a grown-up, I realize he's a dude who bought a house across from the park thinking, wow, isn't this beautiful?
Won't this be lovely?
And it turns out he's having keggers thrown at the volleyball court straight across from his driveway.
So he's just trying to have a quiet night.
I can see why he did that now. I didn't get it at the time. The truth is,
Killjoy.
I don't want no trouble and don't want to be policing people. So
no.
Unless it was a party, like you mentioned, I wouldn't call the cops on someone.
No. I would just say, well, there's one crowd I'm going to avoid because they're all going to get the coronavirus.
Right. Exactly right.
Glad I'm isolated at my house.
How about some fast facts?
I love fast facts, Vincent.
Fast facts. The word for a single piece of confetti is confetto.
Oh, that makes sense. Paparazzi, paparazzo.
Sure, stash that away to wow the
I have some I have a piece of confetto in my hair.
Right.
Well, we had quite the party. They threw a single piece of confetto and everyone went bananas. Cheers.
During the course of your life, you're breathing in molecules of air that have been breathed in by almost every other person who's ever lived.
Oh, boy.
Ew.
Yeah, they say that about water, too. There's no new water. Okay. Well, I know all the gross things other people have done with water, so...
There's a common belief that 9 out of 10 restaurants fail in their first year. A 20-year study found it's more like 1 in 6.
Oh.
So restaurants do better than people
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
I think that people always want to go try a new restaurant, too, when it first shows up. So it gets some business just for that. Like, I'm so sick of the food around my house. I'm going to try this new place. So they probably get a bump right off the bat. And then... you got to keep them coming back. That's the thing about restaurants. One bad experience can end your visits to a
right.
restaurant.
Cold meal.
Sure.
Something where you're just like, you know, or even bad service.
Just a, right, a bad interaction
great,
with someone
but
there.
But a bad interaction makes you go, well, screw that.
Yeah, screw those people.
Money ain't easy to come by. I'm not going to waste it here.
That's for sure. Jesus.
There's no official difference between the definition of a hill and a mountain. The U.S. Geological Survey used to define a hill as being less than 1,000 feet, but they got rid of that rule in the mid-1900s, so no difference.
Huh. I think of a hill as having a rounded top and being smaller than a mountain. Like, it's sort of on the way up to a mountain, you might hit a hill, it's a little rounded. And then a mountain is craggy and spiky.
All right. Craggy and spiky.
I don't know. It's bigger.
Tennessee has a law that specifically grants you permission to take any animal you accidentally run over for, quote, personal use and consumption.
Where is this?
Tennessee.
All right. Is that the place where the roadkill cookbook comes from? Isn't there some
I don't know, but
for
it's
things you kill on the road?
That's what that is.
All right.
Bringing it home for dinner.
Possum everybody. Stew, kids. All right, Daddy, that sounds great. That's what people from Tennessee sound like in my head.
Is that right?
Squirrel stew.
This guy came up earlier, so I'll mention this one. It's been nearly 24 years since Bill Clinton ran for president a second time, which means no one younger than 41 ever voted for him.
Wow.
We're getting
Damn.
Old right
we
before our very
old.
Eyes.
I know. I can't. Every morning I wake up and go, is that you in there? Don't look like you, old lady.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. I've been tempted to, this is from 925. I've been tempted to call the cops on my neighbors across the street. They've been having parties and different people over every day. Every day.
What are
so frustrating.
Yeah, do
Good
it.
Good morning. From BFE Tracy.
Oh, she lives in BFE.
I guess Tracy's BFE.
Oh, she's from Tracy. Her name. I thought that was her nickname, BFE Tracy. Well, hey Tracy, thanks for writing in.
Well, isn't Tracy a town around
yeah,
here?
Yeah, but I thought that was the name of the lady who wrote
it. It could be. I could be misreading it. I just thought BFE and Tracy's out there. That must
sure. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I bet you're right.
Oh, I want to get a cardboard box and
oh, do it.
Some
do
head
some
spins.
Spins, yeah.
Sure. I never did. Dance. Who among us ever broke dance? Break
I
dance.
Broke dance.
I did.
At it, but everyone was doing it. Sure.
Yeah.
You had
Bryn?
To have some moves.
I did, yeah.
I
I tried.
You were good, right?
I was decent. I wasn't as good as my friends or my brother. In the Tenderloin, we all did that a lot. They were really good. They were like practically gymnasts.
Right. And when you're young, pick stuff up.
I heard Hooman got a tattoo above his chaunch, and it says "Property of Sarah Clark."
Well, he might as well. I've clearly told
Sarah?
Him he can never use that again.
His mom would get too mad; he'd never get a tattoo.
She'd be like, as she was bathing him one night, "What is this? Oh, Hooman, what is this upon above your chaunch?"
Ay, ay, ay. I'm so sorry. Anyway, I have to break. I'll be back with the rest of your texts after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.